do is learn about a dozen secrets today in the course of time. And we're these secrets, since there are no secrets, that's, I decided to stick with the theme. And they are going to be things that you're going to know that others may not. Actually, you can go out in the libraries or bookstores and certain people, and you can talk to a variety of them or read a lot of literature, and you can find out that these things are sort of known. I'm putting some things together. There are a few things that are, I'm not familiar that anybody has seen this. However, it's out there. There's nothing new under the sun, as Solomon told us in the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible. Here's the first secret to writing. The first secret is that there are two kinds of writing. There's something we're going to call correct writing and something we're going to call effective writing. It's important to understand that there are two kinds, because a lot of times we get caught up in trying to make one or the other what writing is all about. And so there are some people on this planet that are very interested in making sure everything they write is perfectly correct, the spelling, the punctuation, etc. And it's technically just right. However, that doesn't make it necessarily effective. It could be actually very boring. There are other people who are not really interested in all the correct parts. They just want to express their feelings. They want you to know what they're thinking about. They want to get their thoughts across to you in a way that is meaningful and exciting and wonderful. Some people just write because they enjoy it, which is really a nice way to go. But you need to understand this first secret is that there are two kinds, correct and effective writing. Here's correct writing. Correct writing means others can read what you've written. If someone picks up what you've written and cannot read it, it's not correct. There's something amiss. Now, if you give it to a person that can't read, all bets are off on that, okay? But other people who can read and they're working in the English language, that's what we're talking about here, then you're in a position to where you have written something and they can read it, and if they can read it, I'm going to call that correct. Effective writing means others are glad they read what you've written. Others are glad they've read what you've written. In other words, they read this paper and they enjoy it, or they get something meaningful from it, or they like the way the words are put together. That's the distinction. Do you have any questions about correct or effective writing? Now, this day we're going to go through both of them, but are there any questions? Such an attentive group. Y'all haven't been this serious since finals or something, surely. Yeah, that would be the ideal. You ought to at least, that's a great question, let me repeat it so everyone can hear it. Can you write both correct and effective? I'm going to suggest that that's what you want to do. You got to make it at least correct and then effective. That's the hope. And so if you write correctly, they understand you, and then you write effectively, they're very glad that they've read what you've written. Whether it's a teacher, whether it's an article for a newspaper, a novel, it doesn't matter. Here's writing's second secret. The best writing happens in three steps. The best writing happens in three steps. We call these okay. It's the first step. Help is the second step. And great is the third step. Now, what does that mean? Writing is a process, and when you learn this skill, you figure out, or if you apply what I'm trying to teach you today, is that you actually start out writing something that's okay. Then you get some help, and then you can make it great. What do most people try to do with writing? Yeah, they try to start great, don't you? You know, and so you're caught looking at a paper and you have what they call writer's block. You know, writer's block is pretty simple. It's either you're really bored with yourself and you don't have anything to write, which is happens, or you're caught having to write something great to begin with. The problem is you can only write as well as you can. And so, if you can write great to begin with, more power to you. That's almost nobody in the world. The rest of all of us write something that's okay. We get some help, and then we can make it great. And when you break it down into those three steps or those three stages, guess what happens? Guess what in your life goes away that you're used to struggling with in your writing? Say it louder. Yeah, your fear. Ms. Nelson, what did you say? Was that? What did you say? Yeah, and stress. Very nice. Fear and stress. Because how many of you think you could probably write something that's okay? I see nods at least. Yeah, that's where you start. You start with okay. And then you get some help. And we're going to show you today different ways you can get help, either from others or ways you can actually help yourself. And then you get it to great. So, I'm sorry to do this to you, but this is really important. I want you to say it with me, okay? We're going to say these three words in the order. Our writing, we want it to be okay, help, and great. Get the idea? Okay, help, and great. It can be great, but it starts at okay. Then you get help, and then you make it great. Now, you've got enough now to actually change your life on writing. There's a lot more here. But if you'll begin writing this way, start out with writing something that's just okay. And then make it great. You're going to see a whole new gain. The best writing happens in these three steps. And the way we describe it is okay actually works out to the way some people describe it is writing practice. And what writing practice does for you is it frees you. If you're just practicing, if you're just playing around, if you're just trying to write something that's okay, then you're pretty much freed up because it doesn't count. You know, people take a lot of shots, and I've noticed in basketball in particular, practice, that they don't seem to take during the regular game. There are a few guys that do. They think a game's practice, but most guys don't. Because practice, you're practicing. You're trying to learn. You're playing around. You're trying different, can you dunk it? Can you, do a layup off the top right corner of the backboard? Can you just have that kind of practice? You're playing around. Nothing's riding on it. But, in the game, you're caught with the shot needing to be great. And so that's one of the things that can fry people or interfere with their ability to play in a game. It's the same with writing. This okay stage is practice, and that tends to free you. When you get help, that's we call these days feedback, and that helps you. And when it's great, you've gone through a revision, and that process improves you. And so this okay, help, great process frees you, helps you, and improves you. Any questions about that? You ought to feel better. This is the way it goes. You really go from fear to joy. I mean, when you can sit down and write something that's okay, get help, and then make it great, guess what? You actually will find that you enjoy what you've written. You might even, or you may not, you might not like it, but chances are you will. And when people read it, since it will not only be correct, but effective, they'll enjoy reading it. And so this little process of going from okay to getting help to making it great is a movement from fear to joy. The overarching organization of this course or method is going to deal with these two great themes. You've got this second secret of okay, get help to great, the stages. But in these themes, we're going to look at correct writing for a little while, and then we're going to look at effective writing and what goes into it.
Now to practice this principle. Write a sentence or two or three, and then show them to someone you trust and see if they have any ideas about how to make the sentence a little better. and then rewrite the sentence and see if you don't see it as better too. So you really experience okay, get help, and make it great.